Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. As we roll through this Thursday, 45 minutes from now, the dramatic Cardale Jones announcement. A press conference for a guy that has started three games in his college career.
It's all about the PR.
What PR?
You're creating it.
The only way he's starting. I'm not creating anything.
I'm talking
reality here. I don't create anything. I'm not TMZ like you are.
No, you third person. I mean you in a third person sense. By making this a news conference, it becomes then some PR.
The guy, unless there's injuries, will never be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So that's fine. And he's got great natural physical gifts, but not in this league. Somebody will take him third, fourth round, something. They'll see something in him. Guy has great arm strength. I really don't think he can make all the throws. And obviously he can run. I mean, there's no doubt he can run. I mean, that's 250 pounds worth of fun there, but
I also worth of fun.
But I will say this. It also, if I'm advising him, I would tell him to go. Because I don't think staying at Ohio State is going to increase his draft stock. I mean, there's a good chance he wouldn't win the job for next year. Now what do you do? And there's a good chance he wouldn't win the job in his senior year. Because the guy he'd be fighting with, whom I think is a very, very good prospect, I really like the way JT Barrett plays, is younger than he is. I mean, let's use some common sense, some logic here. You know, luck is a very important factor in life. Very important factor. He only played because of luck. And now I think it's up to him to roll the dice on his luck and get some cash out of it. If he stays, I'll be very surprised. If he goes, obviously I'm not going to be surprised. I think he's going. I'd tell him to go. I'd look at him and say, look, there are no guarantees. You're not going to. I mean, if you think you're going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State next year, that's a roll of the dice. And would they make him a better quarterback by starting? He's already been in the system for 3 years, and he played really well in their system. But, for example, you watch him make the throw in and out. He's got a really good arm to throw that out from the hash mark. Really good. But tell me the play where he put touch on the ball, lofted it over the linebacker, didn't take off too soon. Are they going to teach him all those things? They've been teaching him all those things, and he still didn't win the job. To his credit, when he got out there, he took full advantage of it. He played brilliantly in all three games. They simplified it a bit for him, took a couple of elements out they normally have in, still made it work. That's a credit to their coaching staff and also a credit to him in the execution. Take advantage of it. Go. He says, it's been a rough 48 hours. And I said, you want to know what a rough 48 hours is? The Kevin Hur life.
Amen.
Always, always a rough 48 hours. Our thanks, by the way, to Mark Lawrence for the outstanding job in the coverage of yesterday's fire. and for jumping on the show with us and the kind of feel for the community that radio stations have to have. Mark's got that.
I think it was amazing, though, how well the community came together. And again, you know, you talked about it too, all the volunteer firefighters from across the region, police departments from across the region, community organizations, churches that opened their doors to help out and hold some prisoners during that time while they were getting everybody shipped to different locations. Really says a lot about this this community and this region.
No question. No question. Nobody hurt.
No.
Nobody hurt. Nobody hurt, and in crisis, the area came together as a family, and the area also handled a plan with complete ease. You got to give, I mean, that's the Valley's very special. And Mark did a great job, because part of that, too, is the radio station jumping in and being live on the scene at something like that and able to talk about the various things that Mark talked about. Brilliant, brilliant coverage. And also the great job that Sarah did as well. Our number, 800-795-9565. We actually, besides the dramatic Cardale Jones announcement, which we will not be carrying live, we didn't cover Marcus Mariota's coverage live. He actually is going to play in the league.
I think I speak for all of us by saying, oh.
I mean, this is Byron Leftwich with a lot fewer starts.
With a lot fewer starts.
I mean, really?
It's probably true, yeah.
There'll be some genius that'll go, you know, we could draft him. I'd be sitting in a draft room going, what? We're going to do what? Somebody mentioned the Eagles and Chip Kelly to me today. I said, are you kidding me? No. Oh, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I mean, you've already got several guys ahead of him. Brett Hundley's ahead of him, UCLA. Garrett Grayson's ahead of him. Mariota's ahead of him. Winston's ahead of him. Look, all the guy's got to do is go out and be a third-round pick. That's all he's got to do. Third, fourth-round pick, get a lot of money. You know, you'll automatically be in the league 5-6 years. You go from there. The number one quarterback, the number one pick on the Mel Kiper draft board is Jameis Winston. He has Marcus Mariota as the number two overall pick in the draft. And he, and then it goes from there. Now, CBS.com, they have Mariota as the number one quarterback on their board and third overall in the draft, and Winston fourth overall and the second quarterback in the draft. And they have Brett Hundley of UCLA as the third quarterback in the CBS.com draft board from their draft expert. So that's where they are. Some people have asked about Donovan Smith. On the CBS.com draft board, they have him as a fourth-round pick and the number 12 offensive tackle. Now, this should be, by the way, before the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl will help them out. You're talking about NFL coaches. I mean, you had to pick a college all-star game for players to go to. It is the Senior Bowl. Deion Barnes, Adrian Amos, along with Donovan Smith and Mike Hall are all at the Senior Bowl. And that's the one, I mean, with NFL coaches there, NFL coaching staffs in the game and so forth.
That's the big one. If you can get to that one, that gets you some really good looks.
mean, there's no question. I agree with you completely. Agree. Double-A baseball is going to experiment with a 20-second pitch clock this year.
I think this is a good thing.
Oh, I do, too. This with nobody on base, by the way. With nobody on base. Well, I mean, look, the game does change when there's somebody on base. I think you've got to give a pitcher leeway. You just can't say 20 seconds between pitches. I think that will kick the running game into a new level. You know?
I haven't heard any negative comments, though, about the experiment with fall ball.
No, there weren't any. So, so that's where we are. And then we have the NFL playoffs coming up with... so I'm trying to think. Let's see. Yeah. Luck came back. Rodgers went all the way through. Brady went all the way through. Russell Wilson went all the way through. Yeah, it's good.
Which point?
If I'm advising him, I advise him to go. He's in a very different spot compared to other people.
You're advising who to go?
Tell Cardale Jones, go.
Oh, okay. You're Cardale.
Hey, little birdie, 250-pound birdie, spread your wings, go. You know? Because I think if he stays there, I don't know if he becomes a better NFL prospect if he stays. How about that one? And I think that has to be, and part of that is you have to play. Now, Matt Castle didn't have any starts at USC. And he ended up carving out an NFL career. Matt Castle literally had no starts at USC. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's why you're on the show.
It's an educational moment for me every 3 to 5. Except on weekends.
Yeah. That's a different education.
Something like that.
So there you go. We are awaiting that announcement. There's a lot of bated breath out there right now. What's going to happen? How dramatic is this going to be? How about the Raiders? They signed Jack Del Rio. Why in the Broncos? I mean, really? This guy did an awesome job with Jacksonville. He was over 500 as Jacksonville's coach, you know. That's a great hire by the Raiders. Gary Kubiak, by the way, is going to interview with the Broncos. Bill Callahan leaves the Cowboys. Guess where he goes?
Oh, I read this. They went to the Redskins. I saw that too, and I thought, wow, that's interesting.
He has done a good job developing offensive lines with the Raiders, somewhat with Nebraska, with the Cowboys, and now he gets a shot with the Redskins.
By the
way,
it's
a great hire by the Redskins.
And the Bears are reported to hire ex-Broncos coach Fox. That's right.
Yeah, John Fox. Yeah.
A Fox will coach the Bears. Let me be the first one to use that analogy and that comment. Oh, come on. You know the headline is going to be a Fox to coach Bears.
Are we sponsored by Gallo Wines, and do they give you a case before every show?
All the best.
I mean, I know you're a California grape guy. We got more coming up.
I can't wait.
Okay.
It's time to celebrate! Sunbury Motors Ford is celebrating their 100th anniversary. To kick off this milestone, SMC is slashing the prices of new Fords up to 10 grand. Pick over 58 new Ford Focuses as low as $15,950. Choose from 46 Ford Fusions priced from only $18,920. SMC has sold more F-150s in the last 10 years than any other Ford dealer in the entire Philadelphia region. Browse from over 75 trucks with discounts never seen before. Super Cab 4x4 F-150s are priced under 30 grand during this centennial sale. celebration. Sunbury Motors is reducing all 67 new Ford Escapes, and they start at just $19,990. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Odo Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask about our Odo Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Merce family since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yes, 25 minutes to the big announcement. Okay. John Fox in line to be the Bears head coach. Bill Callahan leaves the Cowboys. Offensive line job, Redskins. And the UAB faculty ripped into their president today with a vote of no confidence because he dropped football at the school. Interesting. Now, it means nothing because the board of trustees there have the right to hire and fire. But those are some of the headlines of the day, along with the Cardale Jones announcement. Players have until midnight tonight to file their paperwork for the NFL draft. Those who do file have until Monday to change their mind. That's the part I don't think a lot of people realized. You have to file before midnight, before 11:59:59 on January 15. Those who do file then have 72 hours to change their mind after the filing deadline. Okay? That's how it works. Also, the NFL is going to do something, which I think is very smart. Veterans who have been cut, they're going to have a combine for them so teams can take a look at them. Very, very smart. That's on the high level of intelligence scale to do something like that. You need all the looks you can at people just to get a read on them, because they may fit what you do. And these guys are just looking for a chance. They're also looking for talent anywhere they can find it to close that gap. I mean, all of them do. The Steelers, should they draft a quarterback, Kev?
What round?
Should they draft a quarterback?
Listen, a quarterback is not a desperate need right now, but I think it's something to look at in the latter rounds. I don't think it's a first round, second round, maybe third round, depending on if you get some of your issues taken care of.
Issues?
Oh, come on. There's issues in the secondary.
There are.
I know, it's shocking to some people.
Especially to this guy. I didn't see it all year. Thought the Mike Mitchell signing turned out great for you.
Oh, it was a brilliant move.
Any more free agents you want to sign?
Was he a one-year deal or more than 1 year?
No, he's multiple. You know, we're going to get to play there. It's better. Remember,
I'd rather have my kid there.
Wait, hey, when you doubt in us seeing your kid play, you don't want him there.
So have I. I'm not so sure it's that far off.
You're a bad man.
And I am not complimenting my kid either.
Oh, brother. Oh.
He knows. He's okay with it.
I'm glad he is.
If he was here, the first thing he was, yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I wonder where that lack of confidence comes from.
I have no idea. Obviously, he hangs out with you.
Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Like, holy
cow. I'm just asking a question. I'm just trying to figure out.
By the time you're done with him, he comes crying to me, and I'm like, going, look, just hang in there. You'll be fine.
The best line he ever had was, he goes, you know, I do have coaches, don't you? Yeah, I'm aware. Thanks.
And I tried to tell you that one day.
No, I just thought it was funny hearing him say it.
Yeah, and I told you the same thing. I said, you know he has coaching, don't you? Yeah, but.
But anyway, I would still take him over. I'd take him over that beautiful signing.
Oh, you're just. Okay. Did he have a good year? No.
That might be the understatement of the program thus far.
He did not have a good year. Was he better than the guy you bought the jersey for?
No. He just might have played one or two more games. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Now, I'm not saying he didn't make a play, but let's just say I don't remember him being in a play that was memorable. How's that?
He was in Guys and Dolls in high school.
I'm not sure that play was memorable either.
Oh, you're just anti-everything today.
You need to draft. Listen, it was not addressed last year, period. It was not addressed last year. The secondary must be drafted.
Draft Trey Wayans. Draft Trey Wayans from Michigan State.
Yes, I'm fine with that. I think that's a great first-round pick.
Draft Trey Wayans from Michigan State. That's about the seats fall about 15 or 16 in the draft. Where are you drafting?
I think 17, but I'd have to look. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you got no shot then. Somebody else is smarter than you. They'll get him.
But I've seen a lot of projections where he's available and the Steelers pick him up, and I think that makes the most sense. Now, I think
they should.
If you're the Eagles, you talk about drafting a quarterback.
If it's Marcus Mariota, yeah.
I think you have to consider, is it worth moving up if Mariota drops below 3 or 4?
I don't know. Let me think about that.
Well, the question is, where does everybody... Let's see where everybody falls in the draft, because I don't know right now.
Oh, come on. This is your life.
Steelers, by the way, draft 22nd, so he may not be there. The Bucks, Titans, Jags don't need a quarterback.
No, they don't need a quarterback.
Raiders, I don't think they need a quarterback. Nope. Redskins, I think they're going to go defense first.
They could use a quarterback, but
they could.
Sure.
Jets could also use a quarterback at 6.
No doubt.
So here's your thing. If you're the Eagles. And yeah, the Eagles are picking. Where are they picking? Stop. The Eagles are picking 20th. If you're the Eagles, I think you have to, and this is something you don't want to do. You either have to trade with the Raiders, or you have to trade with a divisional team, and I don't think you want to trade with a divisional team in the Redskins at pick 5. Because I think you have to pick Mariota up before 6. Because if he's still there, he's going to New York.
New York?
I mean, that's one of their top needs as a quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, I don't... And here's the problem. It's hard to tell because they're going to have a new coach's staff in there. So... Mm-hmm. Maybe they see something in Geno Smith and think, okay, maybe let's try we work this experiment a little further and see what happens.
Well, Todd Bowles is a defensive-minded coach.
And they do need some help on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, a little bit more to it than that. In other words, if I'm a defensive-minded coach, this is what I think. I have to look at my quarterback and say, how would I defend him? How anxious would I be to defend this guy? And if you sit back and go, you know what, we could do this, 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 and this. Well, guess what? You draft a quarterback. If you sit back and you know, I think he's tough to defend on this, this, this. They should have done more with him there. You know, a defensive guy sometimes can give you a different perspective on what you have. Because they have to prepare for you. You didn't think of it that way, did you?
No, I don't think of it a lot of times the way you do, for one reason or another.
That was really kind of a sad commentary, don't you think?
Let's see. Who else needs a quarterback that would be ahead of...
Bears.
The Bears would be the next one, and they're at, what, 7? Although, do they need to work on their defense about as much? Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Well, they put a lot of money into Jay Cutler. But...
The Rams are also ahead of them at 10.
Yeah, they need one, too. I mean, I don't know if you can really sit back and say, hey, Sam Bradford would be great. Keeps getting hurt. He's high in the potential list, but, you got to be able to play.
It's going to be very interesting to see if the Eagles do make a move here. And if they do, how long they wait to make a move.
Yeah.
Because you're right, Tampa needs a quarterback, and right now it looks like Winston is the lead.
No doubt.
The Titans, they are in need of a quarterback, but you don't feel it's going to be Mariota.
Oh, no, I think it could be Mariota. I'm saying Garrett Grayson deserves a long look.
You're talking about the kid from Colorado State. I've also seen, as you look at quarterbacks, I've seen some... draft boards that have the Oregon State quarterback there.
Sean Mannion was very, very good. I like Sean Mannion a lot, but I can't picture him being picked before 20 or 25.
But there are a lot of teams right now in this first round that are really looking at quarterbacks. Some have a desperate need, others don't.
But everybody's look, you all right, let's take a look at this weekend. Who are the four quarterbacks this weekend? Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Well, any team in the NFL would want one of those four, correct?
I would not disagree with you there.
So is it any coincidence? Again, then look who lost.
I disagree with you there.
Again, look who lost this past weekend, which means they got this far. Tony Romo, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, and Peyton Manning. Again, would you want to trade? You know, would you like to have one of those guys be your quarterback? Look who lost the weekend before. Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm okay with him being my quarterback.
No, but I'm saying, though, but you see my point. Look who's in. Arizona went from Carson Palmer as their quarterback and in the number one seed position. Then even with Drew Stanton held on to the number one seed for a while, but then when they fell to Ryan Lindsley, with all due respect to him, I thought he worked as hard as he could, did the best he could, but they fell to the wild card playing on the road. That's what this position means.
Okay.
When they had Carson Palmer, the road to the Super Bowl would have gone through Glendale and ended up in Glendale.
Well, you talk about teams now that are in need of a quarterback in the draft, whether it be for the future or for immediacy. What about the New Orleans Saints? Where are they at right now with their quarterback position?
I keep going with Drew Brees. I'll draft later if I see somebody like.
I was just going to say, I'm not saying he's ready to be done. I'm just saying, how many does he have another 2 years in him, or is it just one more good year left, or is there four more years left?
Well, you got to make that determination of me at some point. I mean, remember, they got him as a free agent. They didn't draft him. San Diego did. They blew it.
So when you go back to asking me now and looking at all that and looking at all the teams that are ahead of pick number 20 for the Eagles and pick number 22 for the Steelers, do I think the Steelers draft a quarterback? I think they do, but I think they don't do it until the third or fourth round.
The Steelers aren't going to pick a quarterback in round one. They're trying to sign Roethlisberger to a long-term deal.
I didn't mean that you were insinuating that. I didn't mean that.
I'm saying, do they draft a quarterback? Right,
and that's what I wasn't insinuating. You meant in the first round.
And then, do you and Sean Carey obsess that entire weekend over who it is?
No, we obsess the entire weekend over two positions: corner and safety.
Might need more than that.
I'm just saying that's the positions I'm obsessing over, because and Landry Jones, I'm done. All right, what has he had? 3 years now. 2 years, no progress, done.
You're awfully cruel when it comes to him.
Well, he's had an opportunity.
When?
Every summer, he has an opportunity to win the backup job. Doesn't happen. There's been no progression. Mm-hmm. And when you see him come in, even with guys around his caliber, not really impressive.
When you're bitter, you're so entertaining.
It's not bitter, it's reality.
I mean, it's like when you are consumed with dislike.
Did you ask me a question or not?
That they, when you feel like they have wronged you. You get so emotional about it. He stinks. He's lousy. They gave him 3 years. Nothing.
Gone.
I completely agree with you, by the way, but still.
But it's still amusing. Yeah, thanks. All right.
But the bitterness with which you say it, as if they've done something personal to you.
Listen, when you're a true fan, everything is personal, okay? Everything.
Do you see who the number one place kicker on the board is?
No, I did not.
Sam Ficken. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. One of the top things the Steelers will have to do is actually sign Ben Roethlisberger. He's going into the final year of his contract. And we'll see if he's able to structure the contract in such a way that is helpful to the Steelers or not. Now, Tom Brady has constantly had his contract structured in such a way that's allowed the Patriots to do more. But then again, he's not the number one earner in his house either. So and she could buy the Patriots. She's got so much money. She has more money than Kraft. But the Steelers need to sign Roethlisberger. He is in the last year of his contract. And remember, this is the thing last year. He had 2 years left, and they decided, okay, we're not going to... Okay. Well, now's that moment. Now's that moment. So... where they're going to have to come up and pony up some dough.
Or maybe not. Maybe he says, you know, I want to be on one more winner. Let's structure my contract so that we can still do that.
Well, that's what I mean. Let's see if he does that. I mean, this has been the key to the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, Russell Wilson is an ultra-talented quarterback, but he's still earning third-round draft choice money.
Yeah, that's not going to stay that way.
Well, that's what I mean. That's where the issue's going to come in.
Well, maybe you develop. Do you develop a Kaepernick-style contract for him that just has big incentives?
I don't know. We'll have to see what he does.
I mean, either one of these guys, for that matter, could be that way.
No. Roethlisberger's played 11 years in the league. And he's going to get a contract that works for him. He has to.
I don't know him personally, but I don't believe he wants to leave Pittsburgh. So.
Well,
okay,
probably
maybe it's just wishful thinking.
He probably doesn't, but I mean, that's been his career playing there. He's won two Super Bowls there. Had to carry an overweight fullback with him 1 year on his shoulders.
Who should be in the Hall.
Well, I think Roethlisberger will eventually get there, sure. I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You just threw your hands in the air, didn't you?
I'm just shaking my head.
A little quick for you.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show, the most frustrating 2 hours of radio.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's just
fans
my perspective.
Love this show. Fans love this show.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.